Rory, congratulations. A great win for Trillick and a brilliant way to finish off the season.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we had a poor performance against St Gannon in the championship. We were licking our wounds, but we knew we put in the position shift this year, and we didn't want to come away with nothing. So the Tuesday night put our shoulder back on the wheel and really knuckled down and focused on finishing the year with something to show for it, you know. And it wasn't easy either. It is, underfoot conditions were brutal. You know, it was probably wasn't a great spectacle in the first half for the neutral, but you know, we had to play the conditions, and Kilkenny harboured up a serious fight there, and you know, I think we came strong there in the end. Our experienced players got on the ball, worked the ball well, and felt like our young guns too came in and you know, showed hard for the ball and showed great appetite. So it was a ground out win, probably not, as I said, not great for the neutral, but we just done what we had to do, and thankfully we came out there in the end.
How difficult was it to get your heads around that defeat to Dungannon and reset and get that bit of enthusiasm going again?
Look, it's not easy, you know. You go out to start the year, your target is, you know, championship. The boys put in a serious shift, and yes, it's a kick in the teeth to be out of the championship in the first round on a Thursday night. You know, it was a hard one to take, but look, as I said, we put in a massive effort this year, and the league was one of our targets, so you know, we still had that to work for, and we weren't going to just let it pass us by and throw it away. So we just regrouped, reset, put in 3 weeks harder in there, and thankfully now we have something to show for the year.
And the league is an important competition. I mean, it's a long time since Trillick have won one, but 35 years maybe. They were dominant back in the 80s, I think, won four in a row. But great to get back on the roll of honour for that title.
That's it, definitely. Look, it's been far too long since Trillick have had a league title. And, you know, the league's probably underrated. You know, it shows consistency week in, week out. And this year we had that in abundance. You know, we had a couple of great results throughout the league. You know, I think we've only three losses. You know, and they're all very tight games, and like it's a very competitive league in Tyrone football. So, you know, to come out on top after 17 games, it's no mean feat. So,
and a great platform to work off when you get going again next year with some exciting new players breaking through here.
That's it. Like we've a couple of great young lads coming through there, and we've another conveyor belt coming after that. So, I thought the young boys done really well this year, bedding into the team. Alexi Kieran, Shawnee, Wee Stamey, you know, Danny, Darren McQuaid, we've a lot of lads there that have, you know, really stepped up, and they're playing with experience ahead on their shoulders. And like, in fairness, Nigel has kind of grew that experience into them from a young age, and you know, it's hopefully it's the start of something for the years to come here.